Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk. Today is Wednesday, June 6, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I'm broadcasting live from Fort Hood, Texas today. Now, to join in the conversation, you can call in at area code 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can go into the chat room and chat with me, and I'll be more happy to answer any questions. If you can, that's what you want to do. Once again, thank you for listening and welcome to Let's Talk. You know, now, like we do every day, we're going to go ahead and get started with the NBA playoffs. Okay, there was only one game going on last night. And, of course, that was the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. Well, guess what, y'all? Another shocker happened. You know, yesterday I was talking about which team really wanted it more in the Eastern Conference. But I guess we found out which one it was. It was the Boston Celtics. Now, the hard-fought battle, you know, they actually came away with a 94-90 victory over the Miami Heat in Miami. So that moves the Celtics just one game closer, one game away from going to the NBA final. Now, I know all you Miami Heat fans, y'all struggling to understand this a little bit. Because everybody figures that, you know, LeBron and Dwayne Wade, they're automatically in the finals. That's why they play the game on the court, people. One more game, and man, they go home again. I have to buy their own tickets to win the finals. All right. Now, another game, the game tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They can go ahead and close out the San Antonio Spurs with a victory tonight in Oklahoma City. Now, if the Thunder win tonight, once again, somebody going to say, well, that was upset. No, I told you before, Oklahoma City was going to win this thing. Listen to what I'm saying now. I may not follow a lot of basketball, but I know what I'm talking about when I watch them play. So, with that being said, we'll see what happens tonight. And tomorrow I may be saying, I told you so. Well, being that is that, let's go ahead and get started on our topic for today. Now, once again, thank you for listening. And if you want to contribute to the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you log into our chat room, and we can go do a little chat there as we go ahead and talk about our topic. The topic for today is how to rekindle the fire in your relationship and bedroom. Well, we're going to talk more about the bedroom during relationship. Okay, the relationship is fine. No, your relationship can be fine, but the problem can be in the bedroom. I'm gonna say, now how that happened? It's simple. It's simple. You just forget about the bedroom. You work on everything else. You know, you have prioritized the way you think the relationship, you know, is fine, and you know you're just not doing what you need to do in the bedroom. Well, that's fine and dandy too, but we need to have a balance there somewhere. So yeah, you need to have it going on in the bedroom too. Now yesterday, you know, we discussed about how to make foreplay work for us. This is good. We already know now. We got a good idea about, you know, what we need to do to get the foreplay together. Well, today, we're going to talk about how to get that fire back so you can use some of those foreplay techniques. If, It's one of those things where we really do have to really give it some thought. Before we can go ahead and even think about using the foreplay or rekindling anything, we have to actually sit down and evaluate and acknowledge that there is a problem. We have a problem in our bedroom or in your bedroom. You know, that is something that first has to be acknowledged. Or better yet, after you acknowledge it, you know, what's creating the issues? Now, is this something that can be easily fixed? Or something that may take a little bit more time and effort to get that fire back? Well, let's take the next few minutes here and rediscover what it takes to get that fire back in your bedroom. I'm sure, you know, some of you have some ideas out there, and I'd like to hear them, because I'm just going to give you my opinion. That's what I'm going to do. All right, once again, to join in the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and sign into the chat room, and we can continue our chat, our conversation there. Now, let's be real, y'all. Let's keep it on the up and up and be for real, okay? Keeping the fire going in your bedroom or the relationship or whatever requires work. It does. It takes work. It's not something that just is going to come, be there, and stay there. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, that is not going to happen. So, the question is, how do we get it back? You know, it takes effort on both parts. It does. It takes effort on both parts in the relationship, not just one. Not just one. It takes two to make this thing work. You know, and sometimes what happens is, even if we do not decide to work at it, one partner or the other, then we fall into a little, what I call the status quo or the other, just going through the motion type of thing. And that makes it even worse. And that makes it really, really bad. You know? So how can we fix that? How can we really fix that? Please tell me. Now, how do we get away from going through the motion and make our love lives better? You know, the answers are simpler than most of us really think. The answers are very, very simple. Very simple. But the question is, are we going to take the time to actually work on that? To work on it to make it better? You know, how can we do that? You know, you have to just think about these things for a moment. Now, we have to take time to sit back and evaluate. You know, what are we doing? Now, how are we making better? Now, how do we get that passion back and that heat back to the beginning of our relationship? How do we do this? What is it going to take? Now, it's going to take effort, determination from both parties. Once again, to join in conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Now, in order to do this, the evaluation part of it, we first have to make the time. Okay? We got to make the time, y'all. You know, a lot of us get caught up in whatever we're doing. Well, we don't make the time. Remember when you first started, you got married or started going out, and you know, whatever you did, you made that time for that love making session. Now you would drop what you're doing in the middle of the day to go home and get some. You know, I'm telling the truth. But once we get comfortable in the relationship or with that somebody, that special one, you know, we go ahead and let our everyday routine just start taking over. No, and that's the first thing that actually begins to suffer. That's once you get into that routine, yes, our love making is one of the first things that begin to suffer. Now think about it for a moment. It actually does. You know, we get to doing everything else, and we just forget about it. You know, okay, if I give him something, that's fine. He give me something, that's fine. But we got other things we got to do right now. Really? And you wonder why things just don't work out right for you. You know, that's part of the evaluation. We got to make that time, y'all, for each other and for the act to actually go through. You know, it's about being involved in the process, in the relationship with each other. You know, it's about being involved. You know, a lot of us, you know, once we get in a relationship and get comfortable with someone, we start, you know, we go ahead and go on and get in our little routine. We start doing our little works. You know, we go and work on our little project. You know, we make it a habit of working late, coming home late. You know, it's what? Why? You start working late, and then what you do, you forget. You're actually forgetting about the other important part of the relationship. So how do we fix that? How do we fix that? What do we do? Well, I'll tell you, this is what we got to do. Number one, you got to reevaluate what's going on, okay? And like I say, if you're working late on your project or you're doing whatever, you know, fine. You got to say, okay, enough is enough. I'm neglecting some things here. I'm neglecting some things. So, with that being said, this is what we have to do. If you have to work late or, you know, don't work late all the time. You know, set up that special time. Or, better yet, you know, once you leave work, leave it at work. You know, leave your stuff at work. You know, it's not hard. Leave it at work. You know, and if you do have to bring it home, well, that's fine. But make sure you set up a cutoff time to where you don't have to worry about that. You know, to where, okay, I'm going to bring my work home, but I'm only going to work for this time. Now, make that a norm. Since you're making it a norm to bring the work home, make it a norm to set a certain time. You know, is that hard to do? Hopefully not. You know, and if you have children or kids in a relationship, you know, I know it gets hard sometimes. I know it does. But what you have to do is work your way around the kids. You know, okay, send them to a cousin house, a friend house, get a babysitter or a cousin, do something. You know, you have to make the effort. Do not use the kids or your work as an excuse not to do what you need to do to make the effort. That's a cop-out. That really is. It is a cop-out. And you defeat the purpose before you even get started trying to fix it. Once again, you want to join the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, you know, there's other things you can do too. Now, like I said, you know, let's work on some ideas. Work on some ideas. You know, make the effort. Make it at least seem like you're making an effort. You know, not just you, your mate, your spouse as well. You know, it does take two. It doesn't take more than one. It takes two. Now, I know in some cases, it sounds easier than actually it is, but it's quite easy if you put the effort forward. You know, and in order to put that fire back in the bedroom, you know, there are going to be some sacrifices that's going to have to be made. Because you have to remember that the fire went out when you start making them certain sacrifices like you did in the beginning. That kept the fire burning bright and hot in your bedroom. Think about it. You know it's right. You know it's true. Now you got in that old routine, that status quo, and then next thing you know, everything started dying. Now I know some of you listen and say, whatever, he crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. So, you know, I ain't got that kind of time to do any of that anymore. Now I got older, now it ain't worth it. Yes, it is. It is worth it. It's worth it, it's fun. You know, your spouse appreciates it, you appreciate it. You'll find your attitudes are a whole lot different when you start getting some more. Now, did you know the less you do it, the less you want it? Most of you too young to even feel that way. What's wrong with you? I know some 70 or 80 year olds trying to get there, they swerve on every time they get a chance. You 25, 30, 35, you talking about, oh, well, that's not that important. You're crazy as hell. I'm just going to say it. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. Check this out. Now, you say you don't have the time, right? But you have time to run home and watch them reality shows on TV, the Housewives, you know, Fantasy Folk, you know, the singing shows. You know, your favorite show to come on a certain night, you have time to do that. To cut some of that mess out. Make that time for love making. And bring, you know, put some fire back into your relationship. Or better yet, the ones that are gone, you get home, you get settled in, and then what's the first thing you want to do? You go and get on the computer and start messing with Facebook, playing your little favorite games on Facebook. And you don't just do that for 5 to 10 minutes. You spend hours on time doing that. Whether the kids around, the husband around, your boyfriend around, girlfriend around, whatever. That's time you could be spending on working on keeping the fire going in your bedroom. But, you know, we get in the rut to where we don't think about it like that. You know, we have to prioritize and decide what is important to us. Is Facebook and the reality shows more important than keeping the fire going in your bedroom? I really hope not. I hope not, fellas.
You don't have to hang with your boys every night. They're not that important. No, I'm not saying don't hang with them, but really, every night, you got to go and hang out with them? No. Spend some of the time you're hanging out with your boys and hang with your mate. No, that's more time you can be spent rekindling the fire in your bedroom. Hey, 9 times out of 10, you know, they take care of what they need to take care of at home. So you the one at home having trouble, but they got theirs taken care of. So when it's time for them to go home and handle their business, they out there. They ain't trying to hang with you. Think about it. Ladies, talking on phone with your girlfriends or whatever, talking about what happened at work when y'all been at work all day, it ain't necessary. Take that time. Take that time and work on the fire in your bedroom. These are things that people say, well, I don't have time for, but I'm showing you right now, you have the time. You have the time. You don't pay attention to it, but you have the time. There's no reason why your fire should not be going burning right in your bedroom, because you have the time. If you sit down and evaluate what's going on and how you allocate the time. But you do have the time. Now, if you want to do it, then that's fine. If not, then there may be problems somewhere else. But if there's no problem anywhere else in your relationship besides the bedroom, now I'm telling you how to get to work on it. Get it together. Get it together. And, of course, you know, it's just another group of people. I said I wasn't going to say nothing. I was trying to avoid it, but I had to put it out there. I understand church is a very important part of our society and what we believe in. But there's nothing saying you have to be in that church house every single night. There's not that much church in the world going on. You showing up. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going on. See, now y'all got me started now. Now, you're going to church every night. You up in the pews, in the choir stand, standing on the door, being the usher. But you got more preachers up in the pulpit having sex with other folks than you having sex in your own relationship. Yeah, I said it. I sure dang it did, because it's true. Apparently, they make them tired for it. But you can't. That's why you fire the bell in the second now. I'm just saying. I mean, don't get upset with it because it's a fact. And you know it's the truth. Only thing it takes is a little more effort. Effort, communication. That's all it takes. Effort and communication. And I promise you, if between the two of you, if that's all you got to do, wow. They think y'all got an inferno going on in your house. But the question is, are you willing to put that effort forward? Are you willing to work on it with your spouse? Now, are y'all willing to sit down and be truthful with each other? And say, yeah, this is what we need to do, baby. Yeah, I've been slacking, you've been slacking. You know, let's reevaluate this thing and get it going. Now, I'm not an expert in this, but if I just sit down and figure this out, I know you can. You know, it just takes a little time, little self-evaluation, communication. And effort. That's all it takes. No, we make effort and to do everything else. We always got excuses so we can do something else. But when are we going to start making excuses to where we can keep each other satisfied in our bedrooms? Then you wonder why when somebody out on the outside give you a compliment or whatever, you get all flustered or your partner get all flustered and excited. Because neither one of you making an effort to make that other one feel that way at home. A lot of problems that's created in our bedrooms, we create ourselves. Nobody else does it. We do it ourselves. Because we fail to put that effort forward to keep that fire going. And it's just a fact. Like I said, this is not rocket science. It's not. It's actually, I like to say it's actually common sense once you sit down and really give it some thought. I mean, that's all you have to do, sit down and give it some thought and work on it. And work on it. Little communication, little extra time, and little effort. Stop doing the craziest, the unnecessary things you're doing, and let's do what we can to get the fire back in our relationships. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. You know, it's not hard. It's not hard. Just a little effort, communication, and I guarantee everything will be flowing just like it was supposed to be. Well, that's the show for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Now, you can join us tomorrow. We're going to wrap up the whole week's discussion in one big bang. So thanks once again for listening to the show. And I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I'll see you tomorrow. Join me when the topic is going to be keeping it all together. See you here on Let's Talk. I'm out of here. Peace.